Today in New Delhi, the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State said that tensions have eased between India and Pakistan, but Richard Armitage says there is still a risk of war. The fear of a nuclear exchange over Kashmir isn't the only American concern in the region. U.S. officials are also worried that fighting between India and Pakistan could divert attention from the war against the Al-Qaeda network. The Bush administration is closely monitoring developments in Kashmir for signs that Al-Qaeda operatives may be trying to stir up trouble there. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Here's how the Kashmir crisis may complicate efforts to destroy the Al-Qaeda network. The war in Afghanistan has pushed many Al-Qaeda operatives across the border into Pakistan, so U.S. forces depend more than ever on the cooperation of Pakistani troops based along the Afghan border. Should the Pakistanis be turned around and sent east to face India, the pressure on Al-Qaeda fighters would disappear. Speaking in London this week, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was clearly worried the Pakistani military might soon be distracted by the Kashmir crisis.
There's no question but that to the extent that tension continues to go up, that at some point those troops that are along the Afghan border are going to be moved. Fortunately, thus far, only very small elements have been moved, so it has not had a notably harmful effect thus far. To the extent it goes on much longer, it could, and that would be most unfortunate.
A senior U.S. intelligence official monitoring the situation says, quote, "The dynamics of the India-Pakistan standoff clearly work to Al-Qaeda's advantage," unquote. So Al-Qaeda leaders have an incentive to stir up trouble in Kashmir. Asked this week about the situation there, Marine General Peter Pace, vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said he hasn't seen much evidence of direct Al-Qaeda connections to the Kashmir fighting. Not yet, anyway.
Regardless, it would be prudent to assume that there are Al-Qaeda and Taliban in Pakistan and that we should be trying to find out ways that they may or may not be trying to influence and exploiting this particular problem.
The senior U.S. intelligence official says there are Muslim militants with feet in both worlds, in the Kashmiri struggle and in Al-Qaeda. One Kashmiri extremist group, Harkatul Mujahideen, has especially close ties to Al-Qaeda, the official says. Rohan Gunaratna, an Al-Qaeda expert at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland, says some of the most violent Kashmiri militants learned suicide bombing techniques and other terrorist skills in Al-Qaeda camps.
Osama bin Laden has played a central role by training almost all the foreign mujahideen that have gone to fight in Kashmir in his infrastructure camps in Afghanistan.
Indeed, U.S. cruise missile strikes on Al-Qaeda camps in Afghanistan in 1998 are said by U.S. officials to have killed a number of Muslim militants who were being prepared to fight in Kashmir. Given these connections, it may be surprising that the Al-Qaeda network is not more involved in Kashmir. India's Defense Minister, George Fernandez, this week claimed that Al-Qaeda operatives are currently in camps in Pakistan, poised, in his words, to cross into the India-controlled portion of Kashmir. But U.S. officials say their intelligence cannot support that claim. Stephen P. Cohen, a South Asia expert at the Brookings Institution, says the fact that Kashmiri militants may accept military training and assistance from Al-Qaeda does not mean they buy entirely into the Al-Qaeda agenda.
The Al-Qaeda people and some of the Islamic jihadis are really interested in a global Islamic revolution. The Kashmiri militants, most of them, are really interested in separate state for Kashmir, and their concern is to break away from India as well as from Pakistan. They'd like to see a Kashmir which is an independent state, not under either Indian or Pakistani control. So I think the two groups have different strategic objectives.
Cohen says many of the Kashmiri militants fear they would be the first victims in a war between India and Pakistan, even one that did not escalate to a nuclear exchange. The Al-Qaeda operatives, on the other hand, might benefit if the fighting distracts the Pakistani military and weakens the Pervez Musharraf regime. Says one U.S. official, "We are very concerned about how this might play out." Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.